Today's podcast is brought to you by Dell Expert Network. If you are a Dell Expert Network member, you can qualify to get double rewards through July 31st, 2022 on all servers that include a Microsoft Standard or Data Center operating system and 5+ client access licenses if your order includes Microsoft Standard or Data Center operating system and 5+ CALs. You can learn more or join the Dell Expert Network at www.dell.com/DEN contest.
You're entering the MSP Zone, a podcast for the managed services community, covering news, analysis, and interviews from around the globe. Elevate your MSP game by staying in the MSP Zone. And now, your host, Charles Weaver.
All right. Not the most pleasant of topics today, but you know, at least according to some circles, it's official, right? We're in a recession, and we're gonna avoid, like the plague, any political discussion because that's of little concern to us today. What we are going to talk about are facts. What we are going to talk about is historical data that we have, you know, traditionally for many, many, many years, decades, have relied on these markers. And we're going to chart a path forward through this recession. And, you know, I read some, obviously there's you know, news articles and plenty of news discussion here domestically in the U.S., about recession. There's also a plenty of recession discussion happening elsewhere. I read a story just yesterday, I think, about Germany going through a similar thing. So it's likely happening globally. And so therefore, if you're joining the MSP Zone podcast from another part of the world, you're not necessarily in the United States, you should still listen to this because this is very relevant to you. Even if you're in a country that's not going through a recession right now, you may in the future, you almost guaranteed will at some point, everyone does. And the tips that we're going to go through today are relevant. To be honest, they're really relevant even in non-recessionary periods. So it's important anyway, and I think you'll enjoy it. So stick around. We hope you do. We did an episode not that long ago, like maybe a couple weeks ago, about, you know, hey, are we going into a recession? What if we do? What to do? And this is kind of an extension of that, but we're going to get into some more specifics that we didn't talk about in that previous episode. And I'll link that previous episode if you guys want to listen to it again. But according to the, I forgot who the group is, but it's a U.S. government and maybe the Commerce Department, but I'll find out. Anyway, the traditional definition of a recession is two consecutive quarters of negative GDP growth, a decline in GDP growth. And we hit that. Now, you look at the stock market today and you would say, well, it doesn't look like it's a recession. So again, remember, we're not talking politics. We're not talking about any of that stuff. We're just saying, what does the data show us? What does it mean when the, you know, separate from the stock market, if the gross domestic product, which is the indicator of how we are doing as a country, how any country is doing, GDP is a very good indicator typically. When you have two consecutive quarters of decline, that's not a good thing. And you have, in addition to that, you have something which is a factor for particularly the larger MSPs, particularly those larger MSPs that are exposed to value-added resale revenue business lines. We'll talk about more about that in a moment. You have a phenomenon of the value of the United States dollar. The U.S. dollar is incredibly strong relative to other currencies. And when you see that, you have a typical decline in trade. You have a decline in purchasing. Why? Because those weaker currencies abroad buying U.S. goods and services decline because their purchasing power has declined as well, right? Should make sense, right? So you got that going on. And by the way, if you want to, we covered this many years ago because it happened, I want to say it happened in 2015, 2014, 2015, sometime around that, when the dollar was very strong as well. And we saw, if you track the Gartner global IT spending data, you will see in that 20, and we may actually have a graph on that somewhere on our website. I'll try to find that as well and link it. The global IT spending for that period dipped. Now, we did analysis on that at the time, and what we said was, and we were right, that managed services providers in particular, were doing quite well, even though there was a decline in purchases of goods and services because of the strength of the dollar. Now, we weren't in a recession at that point. We were in low GDP growth, but we were still not in a recession like technically we are today as of yesterday. But you've got a declining GDP for two quarters, and now you have a strong dollar, which buys foreign purchasers of our goods and services less. And that's an issue. So we're going to talk about that. And the first thing that we need to understand is if you are going to chart a path through a recession, I don't mean barely surviving by the skin of your teeth. When I say chart a path through a recession, I mean surviving. I mean thriving. I mean doing well. Because historically, that's what MSPs do in recessions. They typically do pretty well. Now, there are really notable exceptions, and I'm going to talk about those exceptions momentarily. But the MSP business model, the company that has managed services in it, that division, at the very least, will do well. Now, if you're 10% managed services and you're 90% a VAR, you're going to be 90% screwed. I hate to say it, but you're going to be 90%. That 90% segment of your market is not going to do well. And the data just supports that. That's what the data says. We know this, and so it's not speculation. It's I think fairly reliable data. So the first hint, not a hint, the first recommendation, if you are admitting that there's a recession, you are wanting to prosper throughout this period, the first thing is, how leveraged is your MSP practice on break fix or value added reseller revenue? Now, that's a really tricky, touchy subject for a lot of you. I understand that. I am simply saying, and we already had this discussion at the beginning and middle and the end of the pandemic, when we talked about how MSPs fared relative to how other elements of their business fared during the lockdowns. The same is true here. And you know, I just got to say, folks, if you're seeing a pattern emerge, you're not wrong. And the pattern is, the more leveraged your MSP practice is on break fix reactive revenue or VAR revenue, the more exposed it is, the more at risk it is from these types of market economic conditions. And we've been saying this for a long time, like 20 years long time. And I'm going to continue to repeat it because it continues to be true. And you're going to listen to it. Now, you may not pay attention or you may not follow through, but I'm going to keep repeating it because there's a lot of you that could avoid a significant amount of pain in your company if you follow this advice. And the advice doesn't mean that you give up on other types of revenue. And that's really the second topic or hint or suggestion today of charting a path through a recession is, what is your revenue sequence? And some of you may be saying, Charles, what do you mean? What's a revenue sequence? Well, it's there's probably a term for it. If there is, I'm not aware of it. But the way I conceptualize this is the MSPs that I've studied who have, and by the way, there's just so we're clear, there are not a lot of pure play MSPs. When I say pure play MSP, I mean an MSP that generates 100% of its revenue through managed IT services. They don't do projects. They don't sell hardware. They don't sell software. They don't resell anything. They just deliver managed IT services, and that's the predominance of their revenue. There's not that many companies like that out there. They do exist, and they generally do pretty well. Like, more often than not, they are really good companies. Because it takes a lot of discipline to set up an organization that is that automated, efficient, and well-run. Because you have to be in order to pull that off. They do exist, but it's not the predominance of the MSP channel. The predominance of the MSP channel has a mixture. And the mixture of revenue is kind of an indicator of how successful, profitable you are. Meaning the more managed services revenue you have in that mixture, the better you're going to be, generally speaking. The less managed services revenue you have in that mixture, meaning the more diluted it is with other non-managed services revenue, the not the worse off you're going to be, but the more vulnerable to risk you will be. When I say vulnerable to risk, I mean market risk. I mean financial economic risk. I mean customers and revenue hits that can be very challenging for organizations, particularly small organizations, although it can impact a very large VAR and MSP as well. But back to what your revenue sequence is and what that looks like. When I look at that, here's what I'm talking about. The good MSPs, the well-disciplined MSPs, will almost always, if they have a multitude of revenue sources, meaning it's not just managed services that they do. They may sell product. They may sell hardware. They probably do project work. They may do other types of revenue. They may do hosting, or they may do app dev. Whatever it is, a good, well-disciplined MSP will have a preferred sequence of how they work with a customer that, above all things, focuses on what is the managed services relationship with that customer. Does that make sense? I'll put it a different way. If you are talking about a new customer that comes to you, you've never worked with them before, and they want to engage with you, and they say, I want to buy something from you on a one-off basis. Maybe it's, I want to buy a server, or I want to buy a consulting project. I want to buy a professional services project. I want to buy, buy some software from you. But managed services is not mentioned, or it's not top of priority. A good MSP will say, I'm happy to do these other things for you, but I only do those types of things for customers who are managed customers. And what that says is it puts the customer into a sequence, or maybe a sequence isn't the right word. It's a value, it's a prioritization of, I will work with you on anything, but you first must be a managed services customer. Because if you don't have that prioritization or that sequence of working with a customer, what you will end up with is a customer that says, well, I'm going to treat you like a VAR. I'm going to buy this one product from you, and then maybe I'll do managed services with you down the road, maybe not, but there's no promise of it. There's nothing. And what you've done now is you've become a transactional party with that customer, providing minimal value other than the transaction itself, but there's no managed services relationship, and you know, there's no value to the company from the managed services. That's the difference. That's what I mean by what is your revenue sequence. And that's a way of saying, if you're not a pure play MSP, which again most are not, then you really need to have a revenue sequence in place. You need to have discipline. And that means not only that the executive ownership team understands what that is, but also you've got sales, marketing, you know, comp plans that reflect a sequence that says, look, I'm not going to pay salespeople to go out and find, you know, VAR business or professional services business that has nothing to do with managed services, because that doesn't push the company forward. It doesn't increase the valuation of the company. It's not empty calories, but they're less valuable calories than the managed services. And that is a business decision, right? What I'm talking about here has nothing to do with technical. This is purely a business decision that a business person in the company, a business owner in the company must make. It is a conscious decision. It is a purposeful decision that will either push your company further into managed services or will drive you further away. Because necessarily, if you are doing more project work, if you're doing more transactional VAR work, unless you have completely bifurcated, you know, divisions, you're not doing anything to fuel the managed services growth engine in your organization. You don't know how to comp people. The service, you may have some staffing and some bandwidth and resource allocation issues, especially if you have, you know, like many smaller MSPs will be very true, what I'm about to say. You will typically have a lot of shared resources where you have people on the managed services team who also wear multiple hats, and they may also do consulting work. They may also do implementation project work, right? Things like that. And if you can't plan for that, you've got problems. And that's a very critical element to surviving in a very chaotic recessionary period. Because remember, the recessionary period is going to typically manifest itself in the form of your customers having, generally speaking, layoffs. Significant layoffs that impact their ability to do things themselves. And therefore, what do? They call the MSP and say, hey, I need you to help, you know, fill the gaps. I need you to, you know, carry the workload that we used to have, but no longer. So that's my third bit of advice for charting a successful path through a recession, which is, if you're a longtime listener of MSP Zone, if you are familiar with what we believe and the strength and the virtue and the power of the MSP profession globally, we make no bones about it. We're very unabashedly pro MSP for logical reasons and reasons that we have backed up through, I believe, strong arguments for a very, very long time. If you believe in that, and I hope you do, don't confuse your recession with the recession your customers are going to go through. Now, you may be saying, what the heck do you mean by that? Are we going through different recessions? Maybe. I mean, especially if you're talking about, you know, multinational MSPs, and even the smallest of MSPs, I know there are less than 50 employee MSP shops around, right? They're not massively big, who have customers in multiple countries, and don't rule out that may be a great many of you out there who have customers across multiple continents, multiple countries, multiple states, provinces, what have you, and they have different economic headwinds. But even further from that, or separate from that, don't confuse customers of yours who are in completely different industries, right? They're not in the managed services industry, most likely. And that those customers may have a very different impact to the same recession that we're all going through. You see what I'm saying? Your customers may have a very different response to the recession than you will. You may have a fairly insignificant negative impact of the recession. And I'm not saying that you're not going to be feeling anything, not at all. I mean, the strength of the dollar, the state of inflation as it is, all these things, you know, job layoffs, even if they're not job layoffs at your company, they all have an impact, and they're not good impacts. But the strength of a managed services company, as I have described it, cannot be confused for the real negative impact that your customers may be going through. And so you should talk to them. You should be talking to them right now and saying, look, the economic data says we're in a recession. Have you thought about what this is going to mean for your company over the next 12 months? If you haven't, we want to talk to you. We, as your MSP, want to talk to you because you got to be going through budget changes right now. You may be, you know, thinking about, okay, what's your headcount going to look like over the next 6 months, 12 months? Are your growth plans going to change? Is that expansion, that new office that you were planning on, going to change? Right? This is the time to talk to them now, today, or as soon as possible. Because now is when you will show incredible value to a customer by saying to them, we're not just a technology vendor to you. We're actually going to help you with your business in any way we can. And that's one of the many, many virtues and many, many benefits of working with an MSP. So those are my kind of three boiled down suggestions, recommendations for not just surviving a recession, but actually doing quite well. I believe firmly that MSPs can prosper throughout recessions. And it's not that we look forward to recessions, we don't. But recessionary periods have typically happened. They will always continue to happen. We're never going to get rid of them. And it's during these recessionary periods where the managed services business model really shines and really provides an immense value to the customers who subscribe to it. And if you're a customer out there listening to this, I hope you do reach out to an MSP and start this conversation. And if you're, you know, one of the many, many, many MSP listeners we have, I hope you take this advice and start scheduling meetings with your customers to help them chart a path through their recessionary period and get them out and through it as quickly and as safely and as pain-free as you can. If you do that, you're on the right track. Those are my thoughts. Until next time.
Thanks for listening. If you enjoyed today's episode, please give us a like. Make sure you are subscribed to the podcast so you'll get notified when future episodes are released. We will see you next time in the MSP Zone.